This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address a day-long post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It'll focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Prime Minister Modi will attend the next conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel NewsX World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Sufi tradition for carving a unique identity for itself in India. He termed the Sufi tradition as India's shared heritage and praised its saints for their pluralistic message. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Jashn-e-Khusro Music Festival, commemorating the legacy of famous Sufi poet and scholar Amir Khusro at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi last evening. He appreciated Jahan-e-Khusro, saying that events like these are important for the country's culture and art.
ऐसे मौके देश की कला संस्कृति के लिए तो जरूरी होते ही हैं, इनमें सुकून भी मिलता है। जहान-ए-खुसरो का ये सिलसिला अपने 25 साल भी पूरे कर रहा। इन 25 वर्षों में इस आयोजन का लोगों के जहन में जगह बना लेना, ये अपने आप में इसकी सबसे बड़ी कामयाबी है।
The Prime Minister also extended his greetings to the entire nation on the occasion of Ramzan, which is about to begin. The Grand Sufi Music Festival will continue till tomorrow. In Uttarakhand, 33 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred yesterday near Mana village in Chamoli district. BRO Commander Ankur Mahajan told Akashwani, teams of ITBP, Army, BRO, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in search operations to rescue remaining workers. However, bad weather is hindering the efforts. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and assured all possible support. Residents of the National Capital Delhi woke up to a cloudy sky, thunderstorm and light rain today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the rainfall in Delhi NCR and various northern states is due to an active western disturbance, a weather phenomenon responsible for bringing moisture-laden winds. Talks between the US and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals and security guarantees have collapsed after a heated exchange of words between President Donald Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House in Washington last night. In a fiery public confrontation in the presence of international media, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance accused President Zelensky of risking millions of lives, warning that his actions might lead to World War III. They also criticized him for not being grateful enough for U.S. support in Ukraine's war with Russia. President Trump said the Ukrainian president harbors a kind of hatred for Russian President Vladimir Putin that makes it tough for him to get a deal.
I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing.
Ukraine President Zelensky told President Trump that there should be no compromise with President Putin in negotiating a resolution to the war. Later, Mr. Zelensky abruptly departed the White House without signing a crucial minerals agreement with the USA. A scheduled joint news conference of the two leaders was also cancelled after the meeting. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Alexei Popirin of Australia have advanced to the men's doubles final of the Dubai Championships. The unseeded Indian-Australian duo defeated Jamie Murray of the United Kingdom and John Pearce of Australia in the semi-final yesterday. Bhamri and Popirin will take on Henry Patton of the United Kingdom and Harry Heliovaara of Finland in the final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.